All right. Well, welcome everybody. This meeting is open to the public and is now being recorded. The meeting is being conducted virtually, and members of the public can watch the meeting via a listen-only video feed. The committee members and others who may be presenting or answering questions, please remember to unmute yourself prior to speaking. And to minimize the background noise, if you could please mute yourself when not speaking, that would be great. Also, if you could identify yourself prior to speaking so that the record is clear for the recording, that would be great. If we could take roll call, please, Ms. Lane.
Judge Kelly,
Here.
Ms. DePaca.
He is running late and will be joining us as soon as he can.
Thank you. Judge Clark.
I'm here.
Thank you. Judge Kamakarian. Judge Reinhardt.
Here.
Thank you. Ms. Cameron informed us she'd be absent today. Mr. Landry. I believe he's here with us. Mr. Landry, if you're on the line, I don't hear you, but I do see you, so I'll mark you as here. Mr. Riley.
Here.
Thank you. And Mr. Roddy, he informed us he'd be absent today.
All right.
I can hear you.
And then we have Mr. Parker by phone through my office joining the meeting that way.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. And Mr. Parker, can you hear us?
I can hear you, but I have none of the materials with me because of the situation I'm in.
Okay. I will deal with it. That's fine. Okay.
Thank you.
So everybody's had an opportunity to review the materials. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the April 18, 2024 Revenue and Expenditure Subcommittee meeting and the November 7, 2024 action by email between meetings? And those materials are on page three. Judge Clark.
Riley, we're moved.
All right, I hear Brandon Riley moving and Judge Clark seconding.
That's great.
All right, and if there are no objections, the court, okay, so we will then deem those approved. Thank you. There was no public comment received for the meeting, so we'll move straight into our agenda items. As you know, this subcommittee is responsible for the ongoing review of Trial Court Trust Fund, known as the TCTF, and the State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund, the IMF. We're responsible for the ongoing review of those allocations supporting trial court projects and programs, as well as any cash flow issues affecting the trial courts. So this is our annual meeting to consider allocations from these two funds for fiscal year 25-26. Recommendations from today's meetings will go to the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee, then to the Judicial Branch Budget Committee, and then to the Judicial Council for consideration. And the first item on today's agenda is to consider a recommendation for allocations from the IMF to fund specific programs and judicial council offices in support of the trial courts. And in addition to the allocations, this item also recommends delegated authority to the administrative director of the judicial council to make limited technical adjustments to the allocations mid-year to incorporate additional funding included in the budget. And we will hear from Mr. Luis Castillo, analyst from the Judicial Council Budget Services, who will present on this item.
Thank you, Judge Kelly. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Luis Castillo, and I am a fiscal analyst in Budget Services. Agenda item number one, found on page 7 of the materials, requests consideration of the recommended fiscal year 2025-26 State Trial Court Improvement and Modernization Fund, or IMF, allocations for judicial council offices totaling $47.9 million. This is an increase of $1.3 million from the fiscal year 2024-25 allocations and represents a 2.7% increase. The item also requests consideration of the delegation of authority to the administrative director of the judicial council to authorize baseline technical adjustments to each office's IMF allocation, up to a maximum of 10% of the allocation value for personnel services and rent adjustments approved by the Department of Finance. The report provides a summary of the allocations for each of the 31 programs that support the trial courts and request funding annually from the IMF. Additionally, there is information explaining requested adjustments to the allocations from the previous year's request. Attachment 1A on page 12 of your materials details the IMF allocations for various programs and provides the change in dollars and percentages from the previous years. Attachment 1B on pages 13 and 14 provide detailed descriptions for each of the 31 programs requesting funding. Finally, Attachment 1C on page 15 is the IMF Fund Conditions Statement. At the end of fiscal year 2025-26, the IMF is projected to have a fund balance of $31.3 million, as shown in column E, line 25. Based on current revenue projections, the fund is estimated to be able to support the requested allocation level for fiscal year 2025-26. The recommendation presented on page 11 is to approve the fiscal year 2025-26 allocations from the IMF in the amount of $47.9 million for consideration next by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee at its April 16th business meeting. This concludes my presentation. We have office leaders and program representatives present in this meeting to assist with answering any questions you may have on the allocations requests. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Castillo. Are there any questions for Mr. Castillo or any of the other Judicial Council office and program staff online for this meeting? Okay. The materials are outlined. There's a recommendation on page 11. If there are no questions, is there a motion regarding the recommendations?
I'll move to approve.
Mr. Riley moves to approve. Thank you. Is there a second?
That was Reinhardt.
Riley will second.
I'm sorry, Judge Reinhardt. All right, Judge Reinhardt moves to approve. Mr. Riley seconds. My apologies. All right, taking a cue from Judge Conklin, are there any objections to the passing of the recommendations? All right, I've waited and listened. I've seen no other hands go up. So we will deem the recommendations approved at this time. Thank you. So originally, Mr. Parker was going to present on our next item, but we had a little situation here in our court that he is handling. So he is available only by phone without his material. So I'm going to take the next item as well. The second item on today's agenda is to consider a recommendation of preliminary allocations for fiscal year 25-26 from the TCTF. These allocations for Judicial Council offices to support specific trial court programs and activities do not include the larger trial court operations allocations. The larger TCTF allocations that utilize the council approved workload formula methodology will be presented to the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee at their May 7th meeting. Similar to the first item, the recommendation for TCTF allocation also includes delegated authority for the administrative director to make technical adjustments to the allocations based on additional funding in the budget. And we have to present today Ms. Oksana Tuk, Senior Analyst from the Judicial Council Budget Services. Ms. Tuk.
Thank you, Judge Carlin. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Oksana Tuk. I'm the Senior Analyst with Budget Services. Agenda item number 2, beginning on page 16, ask for consideration of the recommended preliminary fiscal year 25-26 allocations from the Trial Court Trust Fund, known as TCTF, for Judicial Council offices totaling $261 million. This is a decrease of $6.6 million from the fiscal year 24-25 allocations, representing 2.5% decrease. We would like to begin by directing your attention to attachment A on page 22 on the materials, which details TCDF allocations in state operations and local assistance appropriations for various programs. This attachment is broken down into sections to make it easier for you to review. The bottom section of attachment A also provides two summaries of the total allocations displayed cumulatively by each Judicial Council Office and TCTF program. Next, attachment B on pages 23 and 24 provides narrative descriptions of the programs receiving TCTF funding allocations. And lastly, please see attachment C on page 25, which displays the TCTF fund condition statement. The estimated fund balance for fiscal year 25-26 is 171.5 million. Therefore, the TCDF is anticipated to have sufficient resources to support the proposed fiscal year 25-26 preliminary allocations. The recommendations presented on page 20 is to approve a total of 261 million in preliminary allocations for fiscal year 25-26 from the TCTF. Please note, since these are preliminary allocations, some modifications may be necessary based on future state revenues and budget adjustments. The allocations will be considered by the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee at its upcoming May 7th meeting, then by the Judicial Branch Budget Committee, and finally by the Judicial Council at its July 18 business meeting. The second part of the recommendation is a step forward towards efficiency and request to approve delegation authority to the Administrative Director to authorize baseline technical adjustments up to a maximum of 10% of specific allocations. Authority for technical baseline budget adjustments is necessary to address mid-year revisions to budgets for funded personnel services and rent increases approved by the Department of Finance and included in the Annual Budget Act. Such delegation of authority will allow for greater efficiency in the implementation of required budgetary adjustments. That concludes our presentations, and should members have any questions, we have Judicial Council staff on the call to assist. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ms. Tuck. Do we have any questions for Ms. Tuck or any other Judicial Council staff? Okay, I don't see any hands up, virtual or otherwise. The recommendation for this agenda item is located on page 20 of the materials. I would invite then a motion regarding the recommendation.
Riley will move approval of the recommendations on page 20 of 25.
Thank you, Mr. Riley. Do we have a second?
Judge Reinhart, second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion as presented? Hearing nothing, are there any objections to the passing of the recommendations per the motion? Hearing nothing. Okay, we'll deem the recommendations approved by motion. Thank you. And so for those on the committee, while we have the annual IMF and TCTF allocations as standing items for the subcommittee every spring, there's no future meeting scheduled at this time. However, we will keep the members apprised should there be other items that require our attention throughout the year. And unless there's any other statements or comments for the good of the order, I think we have come to the end of our meeting. Okay. All right. Well, thank you all very much for taking time out of your busy schedules. I'll give you back the rest of your lunch hour, and thank you all very much. Meeting is adjourned.